So-called sanctuary cities like Philadelphia get a lot of attention for limiting cooperation between their local criminal justice systems and federal immigration enforcement. But across Pennsylvania, many law enforcement agencies want to work more closely with ICE to identify and deport immigrants in the country illegally. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports on what's driving these collaborations and the risks they run.
In 2009, the Bensalem Police Department arrested a guy for shoplifting more than $300 of merchandise from a Kohl's department store. A crime that would usually result in a fine or short jail sentence instead opened the door to something else, says Public Safety Director Fred Herron.
And we found during the course of the arrest that he was in the country undocumented, whatever the politically correct term is at the moment, and we had called ICE just to see if they were interested, and they were.
Herron's officers processed the man and then, in his words, turned him over to ICE.
And it was at that point we realized that there's a partnership that could be had to help get criminals off the street.
Herron sits in his office at Bensalem Police Headquarters, where he's worked for more than 30 years. Since he started working here, Bensalem has changed from a mostly white suburb to a township where one out of every five people was born outside the U.S. Today, he's traded in his police uniform for a suit and red tie. Herron says after working with ICE for a few years, that partnership died down around 2012. Then last year, his phone rang.
We get a call about 2-3 weeks after President Trump is inaugurated that, hey, ICE basically saying we're back in business. Are you still interested in 287G? And I said, yeah, I'm very interested.
Staying in the United States without a visa or entering without the approval of a border agent breaks federal immigration law. Enforcing those laws usually falls to the federal government, the same way that the IRS goes after people who don't pay their taxes. 287G agreements are a way for ICE to give some of its powers to local police departments. And the agency wants to work with local law enforcement because it means they can get more done. Last year, ICE called other police chiefs, too, like Jim Donnelly with the Warminster Township Police.
It's a tool. Am I going to turn down a tool that's going to help protect some young victim or some victim in general? No.
According to public records, more than a dozen county jails, sheriff's offices, and police departments across Pennsylvania told ICE they'd be interested in learning more about 287G last year. If they join the program, officers on their police forces will be able to start interviewing people about their immigration status and putting them into deportation proceedings. So far, no 287G agreements exist in Pennsylvania, but some places aren't waiting for this type of contract.
Some departments have increased their cooperation with ICE.
Tom Gross heads up the Pennsylvania Association of Chiefs of Police and used to be the police superintendent in York. He says with immigration enforcement picking up under Trump, local police may just be following orders.
Some of the decision-making comes from their elected body. You know, some elected officials, mayor, council, whoever's overseeing the chief says, we want to be aggressive with illegal immigrants.
Critics of these kinds of partnerships say they lead to abuses of power at the local level and make police departments vulnerable to lawsuits. Gulnaz Fakimi is with the ACLU of Pennsylvania. She says one issue is that turning someone over to ICE because they look like they could have been born in another country is illegal.
To speak very clearly and plainly, what we're talking about here is racial profiling. So there are a number of examples from around the country where this is exactly what happened in the wake of 287G agreements.
She's also concerned about a chilling effect that victims or witnesses of crimes may not cooperate with local police if they fear their loved ones could be deported. Lorena Ayala from Levittown is a U.S. citizen, but not everyone in her family is. She spoke at a recent Bensalem Township Council meeting where more than 150 people came to protest ramping up cooperation with ICE.
I have seen many of my friends and loved ones arrested unjustly. But my hope has always been that the law enforcement will continue to protect us and will continue to do the right thing.
She told me later that her uncle ended up in ICE custody after being stopped by police for rolling through a stop sign. Fear now keeps some of her family members from going out. And it's stories like hers that give Warminster Police Chief Jim Donnelly pause about whether or not partnering with ICE is a good idea.
I would have to vet that through all my stakeholders, meaning my Board of Supervisors, my community, my department, people that are all going to be involved in what's going on.
He says even if he wants to help ICE more, with limited manpower, it might just make more sense for his officers to stick to what they're already doing, enforcing traffic laws and solving local crimes. Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.